99.9 Radio USA Crazy Town there from Jason Aldean. 653 and 41 degrees. Justin Moore's point at you is on the way, but right now we're going to point towards the weird news, which is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Maryland man took relating to President Obama a little bit too far. He claimed to be related to the first family, and he tried to make a withdrawal from their bank account. Johnny Gooden told a bank teller in College Station, Texas, that he's the Obama's adopted son and that he wanted some cash. Well, there were two problems with that story. The teller didn't believe him for a minute, and no Obamas have a bank account at that bank either. So, well, they called cops on this guy, and then the agitated Gooden told them that Michelle Obama had adopted him on Facebook and promised him money. Upon further questioning, it turns out that Gooden had two outstanding warrants and two bags of marijuana in his pocket. That was enough to get him cuffed and arrested. An Illinois man got locked into a park when he stopped to smell the roses. When he got cops to help, he was arrested for sniffing something else, a stash of cocaine that was found in his car. Christopher Polarski went to the Goodenow Grove Nature Preserve south of Chicago shortly before it closed. Guards didn't notice him or his Dodge Durango, both of which got locked inside the park. Polarski hopped the fence to find park police, and he was scolded for illegally driving on the trails, which turned out to be the least of his problems. When the deputy asked to search his vehicle, Polarski agreed, apparently forgetting about the 20 or so grams of coke that he had tucked under his stereo console. That memory lapse landed him in jail. And finally, police didn't pay for a pair of Chicago crooks who agreed to a restaurant owner's request to come back in an hour to complete their robbery because he was too busy to deal with them at the time. Mario Garcia and Domingo Garcia Hernandez walked into the restaurant and threatened to shoot the unidentified owner, who didn't believe they had real guns in the first place. He decided to chance it and told them to return a little bit later to pick up their takeout order of cash. They agreed, and he called the cops. Well, officers with real guns were lying in wait when the two men returned to the scene shortly after midnight. They were charged with attempted robbery and possession of a replica firearm. There you go. That's your weird news this morning at 6:56.
Time to get ready to haul the big buck back to the shack with a new